कुञ्जविहारे तेय राधा माधवा कुञ्जविहारे कोपि जनवल्लभा गिरि वरदादे कोपि जनवल्लभा गिरि वरदादे यशोदा नन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदा नन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन साधे जमुना तीरावन साधे जय राधा माधव शून्य विहारे जय राधा माधव शून्य विहारे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरि वरदादे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरि वरदादे यशोदा नन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदा नन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चाधि यमुना तीरावन चाधि राधा माधव शून्य विहारे जय राधा माधव शून्य विहारे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे ए माधवानंद सिंह हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Tila, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Tila, Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitaya. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jayam Vishnupat Paramahamsa Paravraja Kacharya Astata Satasi Simat Vistivaingre Sila Abe Charanaravinda Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samavita Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru in Chittaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So I want to once again extend a hearty welcome to all of you. We have now started a new translation system. It is the third for this evening, but I think this will be satisfying for all of you. Today and tomorrow evening, we will start a little seminar. It is called Unity in Diversity, the Second Phase of Krishna Consciousness, or the Krishna Consciousness Movement. It is very important that you keep this Yedinstvo Uratlischistosti in your mind during the whole presentation, because it is the motto of what many devotees consider a second phase in our movement. Let me tell you in the beginning, before we go into the subjects, how this unusual, let me say, meeting which we have came about. Since quite some time, there are many initiatives in our Hare Krishna movement, initiatives which are born out of the deep desire to make our movement a little bit more deeper, a little bit more satisfying to the individual devotees, and a little bit more human. Also, many feel that we have not really been so successful to complete Srila Prabhupada's instructions to us to become a spiritual revolution meant to re-spiritualize the consciousness of the whole world. And some of these initiatives I would like to tell you. One is an initiative where Navadvipa Prabhu also took part in when we founded this. It is the Vaishnava Training and Education Group, which met in England and which wanted to form a new ethic in our movement, and that is that we wish to give our devotees an education which will make them successful Vaishnavas for the rest of their lives. At this present moment, there is a revolution going on in our movement. This is the second thing, where the GBC, that is the governing body commission, the authority of our movement, feels it must redefine itself. It must come and give a new leadership and guidance to our movement, because sociological inquiries amongst the devotees have shown that for 90% of the Hare Krishna movement, the ISKCON leadership is of little or no relevance. That's an interesting situation for a movement. So there are, of course, now initiatives so that our leadership can become a little bit more relevant to so on. Also, and I think you all know about this, your own lives are a sign that something needs to be done. In the last 3 years, which may have been the most difficult years in Croatia and also Germany and all the North European countries, many, many devotees have changed their lives in different ways, because they felt, I must do something with my life to live a more spiritually satisfying way. So all these and many more initiatives and developments in our movement show that it is about time that we sit together and develop something like a deeper understanding of our movement, and we structure our movement in such a way that the devotees can be more satisfied. It's a very, let me say, thought-provoking situation that we attract many newcomers to Krishna consciousness, but our older devotees, after some time, don't feel so much welcome any longer in the same movement in which they joined with the highest idealistic conceptions, and they do not like to participate so actively any longer. It is also a situation for the congregational preachers that there are many, many people who very much appreciate Srila Prabhupada's books and so on, but who remain a little reserved when it comes to coming in contact with his movement. But there is also another reason why we have this meeting. This is the Krishna reason, which always works mysteriously. A little while ago, our temple in Zagreb has found two very interesting inquiries. One is by the Croatian government, and the other are by the 4,500 groups who are into alternative lifestyles. The Croatian government is now in the process of forming a new law for the different religious movements. And they have asked us a question. What is your movement? What is the structure of your movement? What is the address where we can contact you? We are willing to consider to make you a bona fide religious movement with all its privileges. When Krishna consciousness is accepted by the Croatian government, which there is a very, very great chance, almost 90%, then if you are a member in the Hare Krishna movement, it means you get a social insurance, you get a health insurance. The devotees are allowed to come to the schools and present their Krishna consciousness in the schools. Some priests will even give salaries. And all of you who are not liking to go to the army, this is usually found in amongst pacifists, this desire. You will not need to go to the army. In other words, if we can somehow bring our movement in Krishna, in Croatia together, so that it has a structure, that it has membership, which is sufficient to register it with the Croatian law, we will have a lot of advantages for you. You will be proud to be a member of the Hare Krishna movement, and you will get so many facilities for which you otherwise would have to struggle and work hard. Another reason which makes it important for us to think now how we want to go structure our movement in the future is that the 4,500 groups who are into alternative lifestyles like vegetarian eating, astrology and so on, they often come to the preachers, us preachers here, and ask us, you are representing the Vedic views. Do you have an address? Do you have a temple where we can visit you? Do you have memberships? Can we learn something from you in the realm of cooking, for instance, and so on? And we say, well, we have some little apartments here and there, and a few Hare Krishna devotees who are not sure what this means, and we have some very we have Navadvip, and we have older devotees, and so on. We feel when this question comes that we are very much unorganized. In fact, the developments of the past, which you all know about, where our main leader has reoriented himself in his own life, have left deep scars, so that our movement is spread out. It is not very concrete. It is devotees come together when a guest from foreign countries come, like a Swami and a Guru, like Indradumna Maharaj and so on. But otherwise, they are not very much coordinated in what they do, and so on. So, what I want to say with these things, there are many reasons why we should come together and think about a second phase of in Krishna consciousness. I want to now make a little exercise with you. I want to now talk a little bit about the history of Krishna consciousness in my own estimation. Observations. I have seen, let me say, two stages, and I hope a third stage will come. The first stage which we have seen is devotees of the past who were very, very enthusiastic in to live in temples, to go on sankirtan, to rise at 3:30 in the morning for Mangal Arati. When I first came to the pioneers of Krishna consciousness here in the former Yugoslavia, there was so much enthusiasm. We had a house, Teslička was the street, and we were living in a group, almost a family-like situation, and everyone who was interested, was encouraged to join us in Teslička. There was a problem because we had little space, but we ignored the problem. At that time, to become a Hare Krishna devotee means you had the mission of Prabhupada in your mind, in your eyes, in your body, and in your stomach, in your heart. This was what Krishna consciousness meant. You join the temple, you distribute books, you preach, you clean the pots, and you have the mission in mind. After some time, and it has also, devotees became older, and some of them desired to marry and move outside. And I remember the reactions of ASCO temple devotees. How can you think of such a thing? Just to marry and move outside and have a family. We were very disturbed. And devotees couldn't keep that brahmachari standard, and they sometimes left us in an ignoble way. Or they lived with their families in the temple, which did not work so much. So after some time, devotees felt that this is not possible any longer. Most of the devotees married or felt that the strain of a monk life was just too much for them as persons. And when our great leader, who did wonderful work in the past, reoriented himself and said this was all a mistake, the past, many devotees left us and went outside. Many more devotees then had left us by and by. All of a sudden an exodus took place. And now the feeling amongst the modern feeling is my individuality and my individual development is on the first place. In the old times, the mission was on the first place, and there was only, sometimes only, the thought of the mission. And nowadays, because it seemed to not work for everyone, the new development is the individuum and his particular need and spiritual life are at the first place. And many have forgotten about a mission. Many don't feel encouraged or feel this is relevant to go on Harinam Sankirtan or distribute books. In my little seminar, Diversity, Unity in Diversity, I hope to bring both of these strengths, that is the mission and the individual need of a devotee on his path in Krishna consciousness. I hope to bring both of these strengths or roads together in a healthy and encouraging way, without trying to rebuild the past, and also not without trying to be naive and, let me say, ignorant about the developments of devotees' lives. I think it is possible to have a healthy combination of both. Dobro. Good. I must tell you, as I'm standing here, I'm feeling a little nervous, which is quite unusual for me. The nervousness is because I feel that I'm giving a little wrong understanding. The second phase of Krishna consciousness, this is very important, I've written it down here, will not be my own invention, or it will not be what a group of well-intentioned devotees will say. The second phase of Krishna consciousness will have to grow out of our own hearts. That means each one who wishes to participate, he is cordially invited. What I'm doing, what I want to do here with my considerations and my contributions is only to provoke some thoughts. Tomorrow, if everything works according to how we think it should work, we will start to go in a practical dimension where I will give the whole authority of this project, the second phase of Krishna consciousness, into your own hand or the hands of everyone who wishes to take it. And I very strongly feel that self-motivated devotees who are who have a vision in their life will form this second phase of Krishna consciousness. Dobro. The title of the seminar is Jedinst wo u racilishistosti. I'm sorry, but I need to learn. Maybe I should. Please say it. Yeah. You need to be in the Croatian mood to get the sound. This motto is not my own motto. It comes from Srila Prabhupada, and we will read to you now. It's in the first letter, this one. Material nature means dissension and disagreement, especially in this Kali Yuga. But for this Krishna consciousness movement, its success will depend on agreement, even though there are varieties of engagements. Agreement means unity, and engagement, variety of engagements, means diversity. In the material world, there are varieties, but there is no agreement. In the spiritual world, there are varieties, but there is agreement. That is a difference. The materialist, without being able to adjust the varieties and the disagreements, make everything zero. They give it up. You know, they see there's so many different people coming together who cannot come into agreement because of their differences, and then they say, okay, everyone for himself, and ragged individualism, it's called in American language. They cannot come into agreement with varieties, but if we keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity in diversity. Prabhupada says, because the materialists don't have one common center they can agree on, they can't cope or work out the different disagreements and therefore give up working together. But because in Krishna consciousness there is one center, Krishna, there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity in diversity. I'm therefore suggesting that all our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With all GBC and senior people present, we should discuss how to make unity in diversity. But if we fight because of diversity, then it is simply the material platform. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity in diversity. That will make our movement successful. Srila Prabhupada had earlier written that he was very disturbed that the devotees could not be united together. He said, this displeasing of God brothers and devotees has already begun and gives me too much agitation in my mind. Our Gaudiya Math people fought with one another after the demise, that is, after parting of Guru Maharaj. But my disciples already began fighting even in my presence. So I'm greatly concerned about it. Then he tells us, you must learn to work together. And you can do it by learning one simple verse. Trinadapi sunichena taroapi sahishnuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadairi. You all know this verse, and I think many of you can apply it already, but I will read it anyways. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, humility, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, tolerance, devoid of all sense of false prestige, no prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to honors, to others. That means honor others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Now, when Prabhupada said, unity in diversity, he meant that we work together, that is unity, and diversity is that we keep our individuality intact, that we remain individuals with our own views and so on and so forth. Unity doesn't mean that we give up being individuals. And he said what he meant with individuality. He meant that we should become independently thoughtful. In a letter written in 1972, he said, the Krishna consciousness movement is for training men to be independently thoughtful and competent in all types of departments of knowledge and action. Krishna consciousness movement is not meant for making bureaucracy. You know bureaucracy? The Croatian word is? Oh, bureaucratia, that's easy. Bureaucratia means the individual opinion is not really asked for. You have the rules in your bureau, in your office, and by these rules you act yourself, act out your life and make your decisions. Prabhupada did not agree to this style of life. He said, no, the Krishna consciousness movement is for training men to be independently thoughtful and competent in all types of departments of knowledge and action, not for making bureaucracy. What this meant in practical life is, for Prabhupada, that the devotees should manage themselves locally. There was once an attempt that there would be a central government of ISKCON sitting somewhere, and would send orders to all the temples, do it like this, do it like that, and so on. And, for those of you who've studied a little bit the Brave New World or something, this sounds like a shock. Oh no. This was a move in our movement. Devotees thought this is easiest. And Prabhupada said, I'm not for this. This will kill our movement. He says, our leaders should be careful not to kill the spirit of enthusiastic slujba service, which is individual, and spontaneous, and voluntary. They should try always to generate some atmosphere of fresh challenge to the devotees so that they will agree enthusiastically to rise and meet it. That is the art of management, to draw out spontaneous, loving spirit of sacrificing, some energy for Krishna. Yes. And then he said, no, no bureaucracy, self-management, locally the devotees should come together and get their lives together and the movement together. These are two wonderful letters, and if you wish to study them, you can come to me and make photocopies of them. I have one copy to make photocopies from. They're very, very nice and very wonderful to read in your own time. Let me summarize. It is always difficult for the human being to see two points at one time in his life. In the past, we saw only the mission, and we worked in unity to spread the mission. Then we felt that many felt that their own lives were not well taken care of by just taking care of the mission, and so many devotees left us mainly because of this reason. They couldn't find themselves any longer just being missionary workers. If I would tell you the numbers, you would start to compare the Krishna consciousness movement with a train station, where people come in, stay for some time, and then move out again into other directions of life. So we had only the mission at the cost of some individuality, maybe, and now we have individuality, which is very much the diversity, the field of diversity, and we can we don't have a very strong mission. I think you brought the flip chart with pens. Am I correct, or did you not bring the pens? We have one part going, but not two parts. We have the flip chart, but the writing instruments are not there. Maybe tomorrow the writing instruments will be brought, and the flip chart is not there. I would suggest both should be there.
And diversity has to do with individuality.
In the past, we hadn't a good balance between the two things, and therefore the devotees with their individual desires and developments couldn't find themselves any longer in the mission and have therefore gone their own ways, although they are very good spiritual people, but they were disappointed and maybe even burned to some extent and so on. In the second phase, we need strong individualities who are healthy and competent in all fields of actions, and we need also a healthy mission where these devotees can find themselves and feel, oh, this is my spiritual home. Now, I have seen with many, many devotees whom we have talked about that you can really best work together when you have strong individuals who are developed in their lives and who can contribute, who feel confident in their life. Well, everything is well taken care of, and so on and so forth. When I was in Bombay, I met, of course, my friend Radhanath Maharaj, and he told me a little example which he had seen, which makes this very point very strongly. He had always the desire to plant a kadamba tree in Bombay, because the kadamba tree represents Srimati Radharani. Now, the tamal tree is a black tree who represents Krishna. So he always wanted to plant a kadamba tree. And he got a kadamba tree from the tree nursery. This is a difficult word. Tree nursery. A tree school, they call it. Baumschule, they call it. Yes, it's a good word. Good. This tree was 2 meters high, but it had one fault. The problem with this tree was that its roots had not properly grown. From the childhood of the tree, they had put some cloth around the roots so that the growth was stunted. Why? Because they wanted to take this tree later into... they wanted to sell this tree, and if you have to take all the roots out, it's not possible. When the tree is big, you can take a small tree out of the tree, out of the ground, but not a big tree. So they had bought this big tree, and they were just about to plant it into the earth when a farmer said, "No, Chekai, they don't do it, because this tree might grow for some time, but then, because it has so much of a tree crown," this is called tree crown, this is called roots, "after some time it will fall down, bang, and it will not grow. The trees are too small, the tree roots which support the whole thing are too small. So, what better you take a small tree which has healthy roots, grow that in the earth, and you will see after 2 years, that small tree will be as big as the big tree, but it will have strong roots, and when the crown is very big, it will not fall, it will stay." Can you understand this example? When you are well taken care of, when you are a spiritually happy person, you can preach like a storm. But when you are not so strong, when your spiritual when your personal development has not taken care of, when you are not deep in your spiritual life, not very realized, then this big mission which you have will just... after some time you will fall down, Haribol. Da? This is the lesson which we have learned from our guru, the kadamba tree. There are three types of gurus, by the way. One is the little examples which we find in nature. That's the first type of shiksha guru. We speak of three types of shiksha guru. What we see in nature, sometimes clouds are shiksha gurus. Venugopal has given an example about this in Toposka. Then is another shiksha guru, that is a guru who initiates you and who also gives you shiksha. And then you find also another shiksha guru who's not your diksha guru, who inspires you in bhajan, how you should do your spiritual life and reach perfection. So this tree is a shiksha guru in this. Okay. Now I want to talk about diversity first, that is individuality in Krishna consciousness, and then I want to talk about the mission. I think today I will, and then we will have a sport game here, which you will talk about for the rest of your life. It's very Krishna conscious. No, don't be shocked. And you can look at it, but it's a very tough sport, which we will see. Okay. How do you think a healthy individuum in Krishna consciousness should look like? Do you understand the root? Our roots must be strong, then we can have a strong movement. Just like the tree must be have strong roots, and then it can have a big, healthy crown. The Hare Krishna movement, if it has healthy individuals who are well taken care of and who are happy in what they do, then it will be very, very successful. What should a healthy individual be like? Any dreams? He's always smiling, outside or inside? Both. Oh. He practices in his life that what he preaches. Enthusiastic. He has a service for Krishna which he very much likes and is good. He is very merciful and tolerant. I'm looking at our oldest devotee. Would you like to think a little bit more about it? Or it's an intriguing question. What is a healthy individual devotee? Huh? Yako sensitivo. And what? Svaro? Surrendered? No. And cooperate? In cooperation. Very sensitive in cooperation. That I understood. Sa inspirira druge pa svesnosti Krishna. Yes. Yes. I will, you're very, I hope Almina will go a little bit into devotee psychology now. You're very general still, yes. He's not confused about what he has to do in his life. He has a good sadhana. Mm-hmm. Yes. Performs his duty in whatever it is and preach. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you talk more about he's not confused? Why don't you talk more about he practices what he talks? Why are you so ethereal and so philosophical? Why don't you say he is happy and not miserable? Why don't you say he is free from enviousness because he knows there's enough for everyone? I'm trying to provoke you. I'm maybe not very good in it. Please excuse me. Yes, Maharaji. Also his own? He can estimate everybody else's position and situation, and also his own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Many devotees feel that two things are important to be a healthy individual, and you have told many things. One is he must be self-motivated, and in other words, he doesn't do things because he's only told to do things, but he does them from within. And another thing, he is a very deep person, he has deep realizations and has reasons for his beliefs. And the other thing which has become a buzzword in ISKCON is he is properly situated in his own life. Let me talk about these two things because I feel them to be very important. One is something we talked during a festival about is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He describes that a devotee must have two areas of life. And most of the time, the beginner in Krishna consciousness has only one area alive. When a devotee in the beginning has only one area alive, it is all right because he is so enthusiastic. But if later he doesn't go into another area, he will be finished and leave the process. Sorry, I'm bound by the Bombay sound recording system. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, the devotee is very much occupied by engaging his external senses in the process. You know, when you first join, you dress in a new dress, you eat vegetarian Krishna pizzas, you have interesting smells, incense, you dance like a dancer can only dance, you become overwhelmed by the new spiritualized life which you live. After some time, you become thoughtful. Toisvi. And the excitement of the newcomer leaves you. Many devotees at that time think, I have seen it all, I heard it all, and they do not become, they do not do the second step, which is to use the internal senses. The internal senses, what does this mean? Your mind.
What else? Anyways, we all know it's intelligence.
this thing and this thing here, ego. A devotee who does not begin to think very deeply about Krishna consciousness and feel even emotions for Krishna. In the mind there we have the emotions. A devotee who does not look at Krishna consciousness and uses his brain to probe and search and understand deeper. And a devotee who doesn't change his sense of identity by feeling, I'm a part of Krishna, I'm his, will never be able to stay in Krishna consciousness. If you want to go inside, there is a certain road which you need to take and need to know about. If you want to come from the first platform, where you are mainly engaged with your body, to the platform where you are engaged with your emotions, with your mind, with your intelligence, and where you also have a deep feeling of new identity, to do this, I want to express it positively, you need to know the road which brings you inside. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about this road. Who writes very beautifully? Because if I always go back and forth, I fear I'm not so... Shashika, you are a good English writer. May I request you to just write this? Then you can take this down and... The road to go deeper inside is defined as abhyasa, manaha, and smaran. Abhyasa, what is abhyasa? Please write very big, Shashika. We want, yes. Abhyasa means practice. It is a practice which Krishna describes in the Gita, where you practice throughout the day to bring your mind back to spiritual subjects. When you look at people, you don't see their bodies and that they are, maybe that they disagree with you and so on. You see actually that they are spiritual souls. Abhyasa means the constant practice. It doesn't come automatically in the beginning. You have to discipline your mind. The second practice is manaha. It means to reflect, to daily think deeply about the philosophy and to discuss it from all points of vision and perspectives. This it means also, for instance, to think about the instructions of Srila Prabhupada on a deep level where you wish to understand them more deeper. And the last thing is called smaran, to remember Krishna throughout the 24 hours of the day, to remember his lila, to remember his smile of mercy which he uses when he glances at his devotees, and so on. This is called Krishna consciousness, to be always conscious of Krishna. So engage the mind in Krishna consciousness is the point of spontaneous devotional service. Prabhupada, he wrote, even mechanically following, you get a gradual understanding from the class, and then you will come to the point of spontaneous enthusiasm. This spontaneous loving devotional service is not so easy matter, but if one simply sticks strictly to the rules and regulations like rising early, chanting 16 rounds, chanting Gayatri, keeping always clean, then his enthusiasm will grow more and more. And if there is also patience and determination, one day he will come to the platform of spontaneous devotion. Then his life will be perfect. All of this I have told you in Nectar of Devotion. In other words, you need to become advanced. In the beginning, following rules and regulations is like moving a car which is unwilling to go. You can even run down a steep hill. But after some time, the car must work on its own. There must be a spontaneous desire, which can only come, the spontaneity comes from the mind, from the internal senses, from the intelligence, and from the understanding that I'm a part of Krishna. Only then you can make it in Krishna consciousness. If your car starts not running, put, and dies on the road, this is not a very good sign of advancement. The second point was that one must situate himself properly. I will make a little pause. I'm very sorry. I only know the style of presenting thoughts after one another. Many devotees, after they leave the brahmachari ashram, become very concerned with who will be my partner, how can I earn money, and where should I live. We sannyasi monks who get older devotees come and talk with us, it's many times on these issues, partner, work, living situations, and so on. Sometimes, because they don't have a right mush or a mush or what is janya, the right janya and wife, they are so disturbed that this disturbance takes all that time away from them, their energy, and even their interest in Krishna consciousness. We have seen. You can sit one time in a disguised form in my room, and you can hear. Of course, you must be hidden behind a curtain, and so on. Many times, the devotees in find that they can't keep the standard for a brahmachari monk, and then they go into a void where they feel a need for a partner, the right type of activity in their life, and the right living situations. These things are very important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as long as you don't have this spontaneous loving service in your heart, you will need to situate yourself properly in order to follow Krishna consciousness in an undisturbed way. I personally think that in the past our devotees were not clear about the authority. We said in the beginning to our devotees, we will take care of everything. But then we couldn't give a wife, we couldn't give nice work with where you can get money, and the right living situations also not. And then so many devotees became disappointed. They tried to live in the ashram situation. Now I would suggest to you, in the second phase of Krishna consciousness, that these things need to be taken care of by your own selves. You must see that you are emotionally strong, mental strong, social strong, and spiritually strong. You must situate yourself properly, and you have to most properly do it and take the authority for your life in your own hands. Especially now, where our movement doesn't have a very strong organizational pattern, I want to encourage you to become independently thoughtful on this and think about how you can keep your spiritual life intact, but also take care of these very natural human needs which every one of us has. An emotional security, physical security, that means also insurance and all these things, and so on. Only if you belong to these rare individuals who are just throw themselves in, with full love and trust in the arms of Krishna, and who are not, you know, and who where it works, then you may not have to take care about this so much. But most of the devotees will have to confront this question and will have to take this in their own hands. Yes, I'm coming to the sport game soon. Now, first, I have given a study to the University of Zagreb. I've requested some independent researchers to make an assessment how our devotees are seen in the public. This will be the most painful part of my seminar. These research people were mainly composed of older students of the University of Zagreb. One or two public figures were asked, and a list has been made and translated for me in English. How people think about the devotees. First point, people have a feeling it is an all or nothing religion. They cannot find their place in it. It's normal people, huh? Not the very rare devotees who can find their place in it. They say it's a very good philosophy, but not so many good examples of its functioning in everyday life. People who have studied us accuse us to be sometimes narrow-minded and be quite intolerant to other religions and other ways of living a religion or a spirituality. People have said, we have a strong false ego. Hare Krishna. They are not always very kind, our observers. They even have said people are trying to show themselves on a level which they absolutely are not yet on. They say devotees can be sometimes pushy. Many people say our environment for women is not very supportive, so that they can't express their creativity and potentials. Some say the women's roles should be defined by the women themselves, and it should be a role where they spontaneously come to, or not something they are forced to adapt. Students, of course, have said we have an anti-intellectual environment. That is, people cannot express their opinions without being accused to mentally speculate. Hare Krishna, do you feel there is some value in this? We go on. Some say our hearts are closed, and we have a sense of too much rigidity. Now they say we also lack have a lack of sense of responsibility. We don't take responsibility for our own lives and for others. And then, I'm coming to the end, please don't get nervous. We need a little talk. We are in a critical, reflective part of our seminar, so please, I also don't like this if someone puts a needle in my telotsky, but sometimes it's good, you wake up. Another point was, we reject, apparently, the real and everyday life in, you know, real and everyday life is really a question of definition. But what is meant here is not necessarily the kleinbürgerliche life, the bourgeoisie life, but just living in this world with its daily problems. They say we have a detest for everything which has to do with everyday life. We are too much with our heads in the clouds, in other words. It seems that the Hare Krishna movement finds absolutely nothing positive about life in this world, and very often they call it Maya. And then it was a nice analogy. It's a symptom called going to sleep on the bare ground when the bed is broken. A normal person would repair the bed, but here the observation is you don't take care of these things, these natural things, very nicely. And then it ends very often wrong people are on the wrong positions. It ends also with a recommendation. The recommendation is you have a very deep spiritual tradition. You have a wonderful spiritual founder who thought of many, many things, but you have not yet managed to inherit all of this and put it into practice. It's a well-meaning criticism. It's not by people who just dislike spiritual life. It is a very kind criticism. I personally think, as painful as it is, if so many people see us like this, if even our own members find it delightful to laugh about this, it shows there is something true in it. And we must think a little bit how to become more mature individuals. And for taking, and this we will have to do on an independent level. I want to quote again because this is very revolutionary sometimes. Krishna consciousness movement is for training men to be independently thoughtful and competent in all types of departments of knowledge and action. See, it is not forbidden, in other words, to become self-reliant in your own spirituality, where you go deeper. Going deeper means you come from the external platform to the internal platform, where you engage mind, intelligence, and also your sense of identity. And it is certainly not. It is certainly very important to do this, and certainly very, very important to be situated properly. And in the and I want to strongly encourage you to take this in your own hands. Now, because I was speaking so much, I want to make a sports game. Don't worry, we will not have football where you will. And then we will have questions and answers, and we will see if we can continue in a second way. This sports game has a very deep, deep meaning and understanding behind it. And in the beginning, you will think it has nothing to do with our seminar. But in the end, hopefully, if it works out the way I hope it works out, you will see a very deep point. Remember, please, our point. Only healthy individuals can form a unity and a mission so that it will grow very nicely. Just like only a tree who has strong roots can have a good crown with even good fruits. This is a strawberry. Oh, actually, they don't grow on trees. I'm sorry, it's an apple. So this point of only strong individuals can work together, we want to see if we can do this. I want to now make a game of arm wrestling. We need for this various voluntaries who will wrestle, do the arm wrestling. Each time, this is the before you are ready to agree to now publicly enter into the arm wrestling context. Each time the winner can arm wrestling. Do you know what it is? I don't know. Oh yes, thank you very much. Yes, each time the winner, or each time someone wrestles someone down, he's the winner, and he will get a Slatki Kuklica, so that you are properly motivated. The loser doesn't get a Slatki Kuklica. Only the winner gets a Slatki Kuklica. You're not allowed to beat the other person while the contest goes on. You're not allowed to say, use Croatian bad words when you lose. You're not allowed to do anything uncultured, like you know, anything. We don't want to say, but you can look strongly into the eyes of the opponent and demoralize him. That is allowed. So we need very strong opponents for this, and I need to have a show of volunteers. What? Oh, sorry. Oh, only so? For one game, 40 seconds? Oh, or you know, 1 minute is good. So, one game is 1 minute. I mean, if after 1 minute no hand is down, then the second game starts. We will not have ladies because it is a very violent contest, and we will respect the margins for this. But you can do it in private. You can do it in your rooms if you feel inspired after this. We need comfortable stolitzas. We have. Good. So who of you is not afraid to demonstrate his arm wrestling capacities in the midst of a critical audience. Govindanandan is one. We are very thankful. Here's another one. Amala Harinam. Yes. Please sit down. Please be fair. It will be very intense. Are you aware? Oh, he puts his glasses down. you can only start when we give you the sign, all right? Yeah, and
you must have, hey, Sundaranand, you must help him. You must, when it starts, you don't gain.
So, maybe you want to see that they don't, or you can come, please don't think it's foolish. It is very wise when they do it. But can you see from there? Good. Are you aware of all the rules? Wait. Are you aware of the rules and regulations? The elbow has to stay on the ground. No shoving with the legs. But you, and you have to give your very best. Okay. So maybe it's easier if he says 1, 2, 3, because then they can prepare when all of a sudden the thinker, and when he says enough, then it's enough. So, alright, please give your best and please encourage our arm wrestlers with a full applause. It's very intense. You may think it is very easy. Are you giving your best or? Oh, you less. Yeah, no, No, you have many chances. This was the first game. So who, you must write this down. Yeah, but you must write down the results. Govinda lost. Yeah. 1-0. Yes. Very good. No, this is no, more. We. Okay, this was 1-1 now. Now, the next try. Yeah, as fast as possible, I think they should bring the other down. Govinda doesn't eat enough. Govinda, none. No. You get one. You don't get two.
This is the end.
Okay, so you lost and no, Amala, you get first. There was not so much drama in this contest. They were very almost equally strong. Can we have another? I'm not really satisfied by the outcome. will we have two others, please? I'm seeing their one. okay, you'd both do. Yes. I have seen two other devotees, but they came late. One was Satyasandha and another Bhakta Anton I also saw. So, but you came late. You will have another chance. You will have another chance.
Okay.
You. Stop, what are you doing? What are they doing? What are you? Please explain yourself. You have to explain yourself. I expected something else.
We are very hungry, so we can get more cookies. Kada osoba surađuje, onda može zajedno mogu više dobiti. A ako se jedan bori protiv drugoga, onda osoba može jako malo dobiti, zato što uvijek postoje to nadmetanje. Ovako je ipak...
Hare Krishna, thank you. I must agree... Hare Krishna. Oh, sorry. I think the point is clear. The idea of the whole exercise was that some rules were given. That whoever brings the other down gets a kuglitsa. And the ordinary idea is I need to defeat the other person. I need to be better than the other person. But here, the idea is they were finding it out. You know, when they went, they made a plan. You must have talked to. Yes, they sit together. they talk to each other, and then they just made a cooperation, and they didn't fight against each other. This is obviously what I want to get at, and I must say, although I pretended to be innocent, I knew that. I hoped that someone would get this idea. If someone would not have gotten the idea, I would have asked someone from the audience and told him the trick and did it myself and got a Slatki Kuglitsa for myself. This is something which I think is a very important thing in our Krishna consciousness. Strong individuals who think and who go deep in their spiritual lives can form a basis of good cooperation. Now, I would like to make a little pause. We have water to give you. And after the pause of about 15 minutes, we will have a short second part where we will round up the thing and where I will also try to answer questions which you had about this first part. and as the organization of this seminar will be that a little later, tomorrow at the same time, now we know the hall and we will be punctual, we will have a second part for all of you. So please have a little pause of maybe 15 minutes or so. I also have Sladky Kuglitsa for as many as maybe, Radica, you can go and distribute them to the devotees. See you back in 15 minutes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.